Tell us a little bit about the play. What inspired you to write this play?
Look, I grew up in Sydney and grew up gay in Sydney in the 80s. But it wasn't until probably about 5 or 6 years ago that I became aware of all the things that had been going on the coast in Sydney, particularly around Bondi and North Head and so on. And when I found out about the amount of violence and the murders that had gone on and the fact that it had been perpetrated by teenage gangs on the whole, I was really shocked. I mean, I'd grown up knowing that there was quite a lot of homophobia and violence around that, but I hadn't thought it had gone to that extent. And I wanted to examine it and dramatise it because I think, you know, as a playwright in Australia, my job is to bear witness to our times.
Absolutely. Was it more difficult knowing that the play you were writing is based on real events? Did that make it a bit of a more difficult process for you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when you delve into the sort of things that went on, it's pretty horrific. What is also pretty horrific is that so few people knew about it. And, of course, the police investigations of the time were really incompetent. And I guess the message there seemed to be that the police didn't really care. So, you know, working on a play that's sort of in that content is quite challenging because I think you keep thinking about the families of the people of the men who were lost, the lives that they may have led, and also that this could have happened to me, it could have happened to my friends, it could have happened to, you know, people that we all know, as well as the people that it did happen to.
Absolutely. I guess you would have had to have gone through a whole grieving process yourself going through the play and having to experience this in a whole new light. Now, there have been a few Australian plays that have looked at toxic masculinity like yours does. You've got like Black Rock that was set in The Hunter and The Boys, which is kind of loosely drawn on the Anita Colby murders. But to my knowledge, there hasn't been a lot of plays focusing on kind of those gay hate crimes. Do you think Australians are reluctant to talk about this issue?
Look, I think that they certainly are, and I think Australians in general are pretty reluctant to face up to some shameful history that we have, you know, whether it's in relation to homophobia, whether it's in relation to the treatment of our First Nation people and a whole lot of other things. But I think that's the role of the theatre, is to actually bring those things to people's attention and to spark conversations. And, you know, I guess it's that thing of the complicity of silence. And when people don't speak, particularly when they know something's gone on, it does make them complicit, and it creates a very awkward space for people, I think, as well.
Absolutely. Now, talk us through the decision to depict this play through the kind of three generations of a family, the Murphy family. What was behind that decision?
Yeah. Look, I was very interested in going into the perspective of the perpetrators. I guess I found it very difficult to understand why teenage boys would feel the need to go out and enact such violent crimes against other men. And at the time that I was researching was also the time when there were a number of other people who were pursuing research on these cases. And I think that had been that they'd all come to the public attention through various sources. But you know, there was an SBS series which looked at the police angle, and also they did a doco. But I felt like for the theatre, I wanted to look at it from a different angle, and I was also really interested in, because it wasn't just boys who were involved in these gangs; there were also girls who took part in these attacks, and I was very curious about how these people live their lives now. I mean, you know, a lot of them were never convicted, or and so they've gone on to have possibly reasonably successful lives. They've got families of their own, and you know, how do you bring up a child and look at them in their teenage years when you know what you did in your teenage years? And, you know, how do you live with that sort of guilt? So I think in some ways I'm really focusing on the legacy of guilt and, you know, the legacies of masculinity, of course, as you mentioned as well.
What are you hoping audiences take away from the play?
Look, it surprises me still that so many people weren't aware of what went on. And when we did a reading of the play in Wollongong last year, there were people in the audience who said, look, this sort of thing doesn't happen in Wollongong. Now, you know, homophobia happens everywhere. And I think, you know, to answer to the question that you raised before as well a little bit more, I chose to set the play over several generations and to set the second act during the married plebiscite. Because, again, I think it's a playwright's job to bear witness to our times. Mm. And the period of the plebiscite was so excruciatingly difficult for people in the queer community, and also for people who, you know, who have queer people in their family, which is a lot of people. But, you know, the level of hate and vilification and violence that took place during that time as well, I think reminds us that, you know, these things aren't just in the past. And I guess I wanted to record that period in our drama as well, because I think it's really important that we don't just gloss over that and say, oh yeah, you know, people got the yes vote and everything was okay. And there's a huge amount of damage caused and a lot of stuff that was dug up that really shouldn't have been dug up. And, you know, a lot of it seemed to be justified in certain public spheres as well.
Mm.
So I guess I want audiences to take away a kind of raised awareness of the way that these sort of things begin, because, you know, the first acts of homophobic violence seem pretty harmless, and then one act generates another and another, and, you know, it leads pretty quickly to some horrific things in the play. And I think it's worth looking at that and to be asking questions too about, I mean, I got asked in another interview, do you give an answer as to what makes people homophobic, what makes our young men so homophobic and so obsessed with proving their masculinity? And I wish I had the answer to that. You know, it seems like such a complex thing, and I don't think that a play can answer that as no. much as a play can't memorialise the tragedy of the lives lost. But I think what the theatre can do is raise questions.
Mm, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And questions that everyone needs to consider, and questions that everyone really needs to look at themselves and the society that they're in and the society that they're perpetuating as well. I completely, completely agree. Lachlan, it's a powerful, powerful story. Unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there. But thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Oh, it's a pleasure.